Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl celebrates the champions of this year's Rhyme Bowl in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, this week we said a fond farewell to Michelle Bachmann. She left the presidential race after her poor showing in Iowa. And one of the reasons she might have done poorly is that on the day before the caucus on Monday, instead of campaigning for her, her husband, Marcus Bachmann, spent his time doing what?
Many things come to mind.
I know. Totally.
I'll give you a hint. Apparently, their dog, Boomer, his future is very bright. It's so bright.
He's going to have puppies. She's going to have puppies.
No.
It's so bright that whatever is next in God's plan for Boomer. He's so bright that...
like physically bright.
Physically bright. Oh, he decorated the dog like a Christmas tree.
Well, he did actually decorate the dog a little bit. He got the dog what?
Oh, gave him some sunglasses.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Wow.
Instead of helping his wife campaign, he was out shopping for doggy sunglasses. This is true. In her concession speech where she announced she was dropping out of the race,
she mentioned it.
Michelle Bachmann said, quote, "Yesterday, when we were out on Main Street in Des Moines, he was out buying doggy sunglasses for our dog, Boomer, while we were all out visiting the many businesses," unquote.
Huh.
She did not then go on to say, quote, "And it was then that I realized you were all right about him all along." This is on video, and I urge you to see it, because when she drops this revelation, Marcus Bachmann, standing next to her, makes a face like the Pillsbury Doughboy would if he got busted for cross-dressing. It's like, yes. I've been a naughty boy. It's terrible.
I just can't believe that Marcus, after all these years, can't find a more plausible way to explain away the missing time. Sorry, honey, I was shopping for doggy sunglasses.
Like, Marcus, where were you? Sunglasses for the dog. For the dog.
Maybe I have a possible explanation. Because this also explains the entire presidential campaign of Michelle Bachmann. Maybe they're on some weird months-long scavenger hunt.
Right.
It's like, here's an item in the scavenger hunt list, become GOP frontrunner briefly. Next item, doggy sunglasses. Okay, got him. How did the planning meeting go? It's like, okay, it's the day before the caucuses. I'm going to go and shore up our support with our caucus leaders. Oh, that's great. I'm going to go and do media. And I'll get the doggy sunglasses.
I think what happened...
Marcus always gets the doggy sunglasses.
No, I think that probably happened every day on the campaign. And so one of the staffers had a list, and Marcus would be like, "And I'll do a press availability session." And they're like, no, we need doggy sunglasses,
yes.
Marcus. All right.
Never know. Roy, a team of Japanese researchers have invented a revolutionary new security system for cars, possibly eliminating the need for keys and or your dignity. What is it?
My dignity?
Yeah, if you use the car.
If you had any.
Here's let me explain more clearly. Yeah. As you know, for a long time, you started your car by turning a key.
Yeah.
And now they've got these keyless ignitions where the car knows it's you because you've got something in your pocket. This is an advance. It can tell it's you by your what?
By you say, in Japanese. You have to say it just like this, too. In Japanese, and I don't speak Japanese, you have to say, "Hey, little car, it's me." Something like that.
Who's your best buddy?
Who's your best buddy?
Who's going to start up?
Daddy's here. Give me some sugar. No, I don't know.
You know?
Well, I'll try to work on it some more if you like.
It recognizes the driver once you're in the driver's seat.
It smells you?
No.
No. It recognizes the
it can scan
your bottom.
It does. It scans your bottom.
Scans
it's got
your
a butt
bottom.
Scanner. Yes.
All right.
Finally, the butt scanner.
The butt scanners are here. You get in your car, and your seat electronically scans your butt for identifying features.
How are we doing?
It's like two cheeks, check. Appropriate spacing between them, check. Slightly bigger than the last time you sat down, yeah. Inventors claim the butt scan is 98% accurate. It's less intrusive and more convenient than the fingerprint or iris scans, since all you have to do is sit down.
However, 98% accurate isn't enough.
Really?
When you're going or not going depends on your own butt.
Because, I hate to rely on my butt for anything. Really.
What are you doing? It doesn't start. You call AAA and they send like a butt double down?
He's actually been very successful in Japan. They haven't done well in American
tests. Well, they don't have butts.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. They tried it in America in test markets, and all the butt scanners suffocated.